Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now, Dom Giordano.
Summer's coming on.
That's exactly right. The big stage, huge stage coming our way, to put it mildly. More details on that. President Trump coming to Wildwood on Saturday, May 11th. And the quarterback of that is Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Let's go to the congressman here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Dom. It's a great day.
Well, we talked with you the day that this broke, that you have gotten the president now to come to Wildwood. It's going to be an unbelievable backdrop with the ocean. How close are you going to set that up to the ocean? I'm just trying to picture that night.
It's not going to obviously be right on the ocean. Now, the beauty of the Wildwood Beach is it is one of the widest beaches in the east coast of the United States. And one of the very biggest. So there is a lot of room there. People who've gone to music concerts there are familiar with it. We can hold up to 40,000 people and have plenty of room. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a beautiful backdrop. Nobody's going to be wet unless it rains, and we're praying that it doesn't. We're going to have a really good time. This is an exciting time. It's wonderful for Pennsylvania, for New Jersey, for New York, to have this president who promised me that he would come back, and he has come back, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So the doors open around noon, where Dan and I were watching this at one point. We have one different time. Now it's around noon that the beach will open?
Yes. It'll open about noon. The event should be at 5, depending on travel and everything else that's involved. He's got a lot going on, it's just good to see that he hasn't forgotten about our area, and he hasn't. He really cares about New York and Philly and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, even though the conventional wisdom, for example, in the state of New Jersey is, well, New Jersey's a blue state, it's always a blue state in statewide elections, so, we're not going to go there for Republicans to campaign, and Democrats just take it for granted. So they don't pay much attention either. That's not how President Trump feels. He cares about New Jersey and Pennsylvania and the issues that we have, and he wants the people to know that. And he's going to go through all that and let them know that he's focused on this area because we have so many challenges. If you even look nationwide what we need and worldwide what we need, look where we are in Israel, look at the demonstrations that are going on in the United States of America, look at the interest rates still haven't gone down, the inflation rate's still not good, people are having a hard time And he's going to address all that. And he's going to address the corruption. And he's going to address what really, truly is the swamp. You know, it was talked about in Washington over the years and outside Washington, how bad Washington, D.C. had gotten. But it was only Donald Trump that was really willing to go and attack it and try to change it and get America back on track. And because of that, he's being punished. I mean, you see, they tried to take him off the ballot. They tried to impeach him. Now they're going after him with what really are frivolous cases in order to try to just give him, you know, don't allow him to speak. Have a gag order so he can't speak about or talk about all the issues and campaign the way that he should. They will do anything, anything that they possibly can do to stop this person from being the president of the United States because they're afraid. He's going to let the people of this country know what's really going on and where we need to go. And I'll say this, Dom, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent listening to this show right now, you should vote for Donald Trump this year. Even if you don't like him, even if you don't like the way he speaks or you don't like what he does, because he does love the United States of America. He's fighting for our freedom. And you see what they're doing. Rather than have a fair and free election, they're trying to stop him in his tracks. And if they can do it to him, and I want people to really know this, if they can do it to him, they can do it to any one of us.
Yeah, they prove that more every day. I don't know, with your other duties, you had much of a chance to see the Supreme Court yesterday. It was obvious that they weren't just looking at Trump, but Trump is exhibit A of what we don't want, a president persecuted once they leave office. That was the theme. And I think we get back to somehow or another, you're not allowed to challenge elections. If you do that, then you are outside your official duties. I think a lot of the justices, congressmen, thought that could be within the official duties of a president.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It certainly could. This is all nonsense. I mean, look at these cases, the civil and criminal cases. Yeah, we have a case where supposedly he inflated the value of Mar-a-Lago, which is absurd, at $13 million. You know, Dom, we've got houses at the Jersey Shore that are on the beach in areas like Stone Harbor and Avalon that are valued at $25 million, and it's one house on the beach. Mar-a-Lago is a whole estate and a golf course and a rent. I don't even have to go into it. There was no, these are victimless crimes. There was no victim. Nothing happened to anybody. He borrowed money. He paid his money back. People do this every day. And, you know, that's like saying if you have a home and you're selling it and you put it up for sale for $300,000, but they really only think it's $250,000, but you think you can get $300,000 for it. That's what you put it up for, that you're rigging the books and that you should go to jail for that. And then there's the case that he's involved in now. no tax dollars involved, no national security involved, no campaign funds involved. When he was in the private sector, he paid an attorney, a known liar, somebody who's perjured himself over and over again, Cohn, but he paid this attorney, and the attorney says he used this money for hush money because he had an affair with a woman. She doesn't think there's anything wrong. The attorney's the only one. Trump didn't misuse any funds. I don't care. That was his right in the private sector to spend money with an attorney and do what he wanted. It's a joke. Even the Department of Justice, which is always after Trump, said they couldn't really go after this case. It is awful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Since we last talked, and you were a champion in this, the fight over money for Ukraine and everything else, and we both agreed, I think, at that point, we don't want Mike Johnson out. But what's the mood now as far as we talked about people that sent you and others to Washington are not happy or not in agreement with what finally happened here. So what do you see happening in coming days in Congress to try to move back on the agenda?
Well, first of all, you never know what Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to do and a couple of other people. The vast majority of the members of Congress, even where we are divided, you know, we've got, they like to call themselves moderate Republicans, that's fine, and then we've got more conservative Republicans like me, and on this we're united. We cannot afford to have this distraction at this point in time. We've got to win. I spoke to some local people in Atlantic and Cape May, Cumberland County area yesterday. And I've said the same thing, and I've spoken in Delaware about it, or in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Everybody's got to focus here. We got to stop arguing with each other. We have to think about one thing, which is winning this election. We've got to win the presidency. We have to make sure Donald Trump is there. We've got to win the U.S. Senate and make sure that we have a majority there. We need a more robust and more conservative majority in the House of Representatives. We've got to win. That's the end game. Dom, if we don't win, you can't do anything. And I don't know what some people don't get about this. Once we win, if we do everything that I just outlined, then we're going to be able to make some real change.
Without a doubt. Congressman, thank you. Any tip for people coming to Wildwood then? Doors opening around noon. It's a big space, but you would want to get there early because I think this is, by all signs, going to be a huge crowd.
It's going to be a big crowd. People are excited. They're looking for inspiration. They're looking for hope for our nation. So we're going to have a lot of people there. But you know, again, people know they just have to get on the Donald Trump website, and they can, you know, get their information, their tickets. If they don't want to do that, they also can get on Trump at VanDrewForCongress.com, and we'll link them right in as well. Either way, just get on there and make sure to get there. And I would get there early, without a doubt. You get there earlier, and you make sure that you're going to have a spot on the beach. And just so folks know, it's not going to be in the convention center. It will be on the beach. Also, so folks know, we are going to have handicapped access. There's going to be safety because we have multiple police forces and the Secret Service and other safety measures in place. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I believe it's going to be inspirational. And I know I'm very excited. I'll say this. People said to me, you're never, ever, ever going to get him back a second time. It just doesn't happen that any president comes back. That's what we did. And that's not me. That's all of us together, because he knows how much we're looking for hope.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We will see you down there, Congressman. Thank you. Thanks for bringing him back.
You got it. And thank you for everything you do, Dom. Getting the truth out to everybody. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.